Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I love geeking out at gardens and talking about gardens and going to gardens, and I love talking to gardening lovers. And so we have a great show for you today. If you missed the first hour, you can go ahead and check it out on iHeartRadio, Audio Boom, wherever you listen to podcasts. It will be playing there, but you can hear all of the show in entirety. You know, you can listen to it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or at 10 o'clock in the morning when you wake up normally, and you can hear it anytime. So we do thank you for being here today. Let's hear from John Denver. I think he's coming in now.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is parthenocarpy. Parthenocarpy. In botany and horticulture, parthenocarpy is the natural or artificially induced production of fruit without fertilization of the ovules, which makes the fruit seedless. The phenomenon has been observed since ancient times. The oldest known cultivated plant is a parthenocarpic fig that was first grown at least 11,200 years ago. The process was first defined by German botanist Fritz Knoll in 1902. Parthenocarpy of some fruits on a plant may be of value. Up to 20% of the fruits of wild parsnip are parthenocarpic. This means the seedless wild parsnip fruit are preferred by certain herbivores and so serve as a decoy defense against seed predation. The ability to produce seedless fruits when pollination is unsuccessful may be an advantage to a plant because it provides food for the plant's seeds dispersers. Without a fruit crop, the seed dispersing animals may starve or migrate. Plants that do not require pollination or other stimulation to produce parthenocarpic fruit have vegetation parthenocarpy. Seedless cucumbers are an example. Plants that move from one area of the world to another may not always be accompanied by their pollinating partner, and the lack of pollinators has spurred human cultivation of parthenocarpic varieties. Seedlessness is seen as a desirable trait in edible fruit with hard seeds, such as bananas, pineapples, oranges, and grapefruit. Parthenocarpy is also desirable in fruit crops that may be difficult to pollinate or fertilize, such as figs, tomatoes, and summer squash. In dioecious species, such as persimmon, parthenocarpy increases fruit production because trees with stamens do not need to be planted to provide pollen. Parthenocarpy is undesirable in nut crops, such as pistachio, for which the seed is the edible part. Horticulturists have selected and propagated parthenocarpic cultivars of many plants, including bananas, figs, cactus pears, breadfruit, and eggplant. Some plants, such as pineapples, produce seedless fruits when a single cultivator is grown because they're self-infertile. Some cucumbers produce seedless fruit if pollinators are excluded. Seedless watermelon plants are actually grown from seeds. The seeds are produced by crossing a diploid, which has one set of chromosomes parent, with a tetraploid, four sets of chromosomes, to produce triploid seeds, three sets of chromosomes. Lots of dirty words there. And so dirty word of the day is parthenocarpy.
That's easy for you to say.
Yes, it was. Blah, blah, blah. There you go.
I was like, I can't repeat it.
Parthenocarpy. Say it after me. Mm-mm. Parthenocarpy.
No, There you go. Thank you. Good job. Good job, Teresa.
We are going to be talking to one of our dear, dear friends. And it's always exciting to talk to him. And I saw his beautiful peppers and tomatoes on Facebook. And I said, oh, I got to have Gary on.
Of course.
Dr. Gary Bachman is going to be joining us. And he can take some of your questions, too, if you'd like to call in 1-888-455-2967 and talk to Gary. And you can ask him a question about your peppers and tomatoes. This is your chance. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Boating restricted zones are an important part of ensuring safety on Florida's waterways. In idle speed, no wake zones, vessels must operate at a minimum speed that will maintain headway and steerage with no visible wake. In slow speed, minimum wake zones, vessels must operate fully off plane and a speed which is making little or no wake. In either zone, vessels should be completely settled in the water, regardless of speed. For more information on this and other safe boating topics, visit myfwc.com.
Love the outdoors? Florida's transit connects to nature. From lush parks to peaceful nature reserves, Florida's transit system makes it easy to explore the beauty of the great outdoors without the stress of traffic. Whether it's a day at the beach or hiking through scenic state parks, we've got you covered. Leave the car behind, take the bus or rail, and let nature take care of the rest. Transit connects you to adventure and Florida's natural beauty. Take a ride to your next outdoor escape. Visit transitconnectsflorida.com for routes that connect you to nature.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
You can depend on Florida farmers. We're your neighbors. Our farm is where we live and work. It's where we raise our families and provide for yours. When you see our logo in the store, you know that our name is on it because we stand behind it. When you shop for Florida-grown fruits and vegetables, look for local. Choose Fresh from Florida, the homegrown brand of Florida farmers.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You're in for a treat. We have one of our favorite guests and a good friend, Dr. Gary Bachman, with us. He is just a wonderful gardening guru who gives a daily dose of hort to everyone who needs it. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. It has been far too long since we've chatted, my friend.
It is, and I so appreciate you. I enjoy seeing you every day pop up on my social media. I love it. And you have been working hard, very hard.
Yeah, this spring I've kind of taken it upon myself to kind of upgrade my garden to make it easier for in the next 10 years when I hit 80.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't have to do any heavy work at that point. So, yeah. I'm looking forward right now.
You have earned it. So let's go back. I was saying this morning in the first hour that, can you really believe it? 2 weeks ago, we had almost 10 inches of snow in the panhandle. And then this week, it's been in the 80s. Just 2 weeks, there's that much difference. How's it in where you are in Mississippi?
Very similar here in coastal Mississippi where I'm at. We had 8.5 inches of snow that fell in 8 hours.
Wow.
And, you know, it reminded me of living in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you know, a century ago. But the nice thing was Friday afternoon, it was so.
That's it about
70s all this week.
Right. You know, that's it about Florida, you know, and just the South. We're going to get probably 3 to 4 days of cold temperatures. The sun shines the whole time and then it's gone. So we get to enjoy it. Yep. We don't have to shovel sunshine is what I like to say.
Yeah. And I share that advice with everybody I meet that say, don't you miss Michigan? Nope, because we don't have to shovel sunshine here. That's the thing.
So you have a wonderful brand, and it's called the Heritage Cottage and also the Urban Nano Farm. Where did that come from? Where did you come up with the idea?
Well, it came up, the idea for the Urban Nano Farm came up as part of my old extension research with Mississippi State. 15 years ago, when we first moved to Mississippi, we thought that there'd be lots of farmers markets, lots of little local growers, and that wasn't the case. And so I look at it, it's like, here's an opportunity to take a small gardening area that anybody can do, and take some of my nursery production background and transfer that into growing vegetables. And so that's the Urban Nano Farm part. And Heritage Cottage, that's the street we live on.
Aww.
So it's just kind of a natural evolution of the name.
There you go. Well, I saw your pepper seeds and I saw all the hard work you're doing. Tell us what you're doing with all those bags of cement.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I posted this week I had a pallet of cement. It was 5,000 pounds of concrete and then 2,000 pounds of rock. And I'm repairing a growing area I have in my backyard that's on a slope and had a retaining wall. So I'm repairing that retaining wall so I don't have to worry about that in the future.
Wow.
That's what all that was for. But I moved all that material over the course of 2 afternoons, and I was feeling it at the end of that second
I was going to ask you, is Ben Gay your newest friend, putting the heat on your muscles. I can just imagine poor Katie rubbing, and getting you all back into shape.
Well, listen, none of that's happening. So it was all self-care, little ibuprofen and a stiff bourbon. We were good to go after that.
There you go. Well, I will tell you, I love your other project that you're doing because I think it's a wonderful idea. Not many people know about it. You are building a moon gate for your yard.
Yeah.
And tell us, what is a moon gate?
Basically, a moon gate is, simple definition, a circular opening into a garden. It has an Asian Oriental background to it, but just gives kind of a portal look going into the yard. I had to replace my 10-foot fence going into my backyard, and I was thinking, I really don't want to build a big old heavy wood gate. Let's do this idea I've had for years of the Moon Gate project, and um, so so far so good. It's turning out kind of better than I thought. I think, and Kate will tell you, it's definitely better than what she thought this was going to be, this crazy idea of mine.
Oh, it's wonderful, and it is a romantic entrance into a garden, and I just think it's just beautiful. It's unique. And I'm glad you're doing it. Everybody's got to go to your page and look at your moon gate. And so let's get back. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So Peppers, you have some exciting peppers. So tell us what you have available and how this is what your brand, your store is selling.
Well, last year, and I've had this idea for several years, but now that I'm retired, I really needed something else to do, right?
Right.
So I started Heritage Cottage Seeds. And Heritage Cottage Seeds are primarily pepper and tomato varieties that I grow, I harvest the seeds, and I offer them available for sale. And they're not varieties you're going to go down to the garden center and buy. I do a lot of South American old genetics of the peppers, and the tomatoes are a lot of heirloom varieties that we've been growing for years,
and they're delicious too.
I'll tell you one thing: I can say that the peppers are delicious. The tomatoes, I'm not quite so sure because I grow tomatoes, but I don't like to eat fresh tomatoes. So Katie is my taste tester, and she's the one that approves the varieties that we do grow here.
Well, Tony loves a tomato sandwich, cold tomatoes on a sandwich with mayonnaise. He loves it, and he thinks those tomatoes are fabulous. And so when you talk about the unusual seeds, how did you get these seeds?
A lot of the pepper seeds took a little bit of research and looking for sources like Baker's Creek has lots of great heirloom type peppers, and I grow one that they advertise as the most expensive pepper in the world. I'm not quite so sure about that, but it's Aji Chirapita, and they're like the size of peas, green peas, and they're yellow. And I call them little molten balls of the sun because they will light you up in a little bitty pepper.
Oh my goodness!
And like the tomatoes, really kind of the idea for the tomatoes started with a single tomato that a gardener came into my office when I was at Illinois State and offered me a manila packet of orange tomato seed. They've been growing them for years, and I'm like, hey, here's a the perfect example of an heirloom tomato, something that's been saved in a family for years and years and years. And this was in 2005. And I've been growing this orange tomato and saving seeds ever since then. And when starting the seed store, I was thinking, I'm growing this unnamed orange tomato. You want to know something? I'm going to name it. So it's called Heritage Cottage Orange. And it's just kind of a little fun thing to do. And I've got Heritage Cottage Paste, which was a paste tomato that was gifted to me by a gardener years ago. And I've got Heritage Cottage Black, which is a dark tomato that was actually a mutation that I found several years ago in one of my other tomato crops.
Oh, that's cool. I need to talk about that at Halloween. That's wonderful. And so, so tell us about your seed store and how somebody can find your seeds and get them from you.
Okay, great. I have over 70 varieties of seeds, primarily peppers and tomatoes. Got a couple of herbs in there, and I also grow zinnias too. All my seeds I try to protect from cross pollination the best I can. But I will say everything, just consider everything I have is open pollinated. So I'm not saying these are all pure 100%.
Okay.
Just be upfront with that. You can find the seed store at my webpage, gary-grows.com. And I've got a link right on the landing page to take you to the seed store. And for your listeners only, Teresa, I have a discount sales code.
Oh, good.
That they can use. So if anybody wants to order some seeds, and this works on anything in my store, including those rocking coffee mugs that you and Lizzie have.
Yes.
I also have hats. But anything in the store, 25% off. The sales code is Teresa.
Oh, wait, I love that.
And
that's spelled Teresa without the H.
It's T-E-R-E-S-A.
There you go.
Teresa.
Well, that is wonderful, Gary. Thank you so much. And so you're going to be here not this fall, or not this spring and not this fall, but in August this year, right?
Right. August, we're coming down. The whole my kids and their families are coming down. We're going to stay at Lakeside. And because we're celebrating our 50th anniversary, if you can believe that. So we're gonna do it up right that weekend.
That is wonderful. I love that. Now, tell us about how people can get and sign up for and subscribe to your Daily Dose of Hort, which is a wonderful video.
You can just go to, Gary Grows at Heritage Cottage on Facebook is one source. Heritage Cottage Urban Nano Farm is our YouTube page. And you can also go to gary-grows.com and get links there that will take you to where we post our videos and other things that are going on.
And what do you usually show on your videos?
Generally, it's kind of whatever I've got going on at the time. There's a lot of it's, I don't plan a lot of stuff out. A lot of this is flying by the seat of my pants, which a lot of gardeners are very familiar with that. You know, that style of gardening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just things that I think might be interesting. I do a lot with earth boxes. I have 142 earth boxes in my yard now.
That's incredible.
So a lot of it's that. I do indoor gardening. I do propagation, seed collecting, seed saving, seed, propagation. Just ideas that the home gardener can maybe, just get a little nugget of something out of there that make their life a little easier in the garden.
They're extremely helpful and they're fun to watch. You're definitely fun to watch.
Thank you.
So now you need to convince Lizzie that she has to put her peppers out of their misery. Okay, they've been growing all year and they look like they have arthritis.
They really do.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I've got some like that right now that I've overwintered. And they look awful right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would take those peppers. I would continue to grow them, but go ahead and start another crop just to make sure that you do have some peppers this year. But I'm trying to overwinter some crops and just see one more thing to take care of in the garden.
All right, appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gary. Give our love to Katie, and we'll talk to you soon. All right. That's Dr. Gary Bachman.
Thanks, Teresa. See you guys.
You're welcome, hon. Thank you. Dr. Gary Bachman, and you can go to his website, gary-grows.com, or find him on Facebook, and I will be posting on our Facebook page to the links. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Stop your grinding with Bruxnider.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brux Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brux Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brux Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brux Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BruxNightGuard.com and enter the code BRUX95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brux Night Guard.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Now it's your turn to ask your gardening questions. We'd love to talk with you. We also want to give Dr. Gary Bachman a big thank you. We appreciate him calling in, and his seeds are amazing. So that's gary-grows.com. And but you can call us 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680, like Lori and also HR in Jacksonville. We're going to get to those in just
a
minute.
Yes, definitely.
And so 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Also wanted to give a shout out to anyone who is interested in garden tours. We take the most magnificent tours to the most beautiful gardens, and we have the Newport Flower Show coming up where it is just going to be an incredible time. We're going to visit beautiful gardens, mansions, then estates. We're going to visit Blythewald, which has beautiful giant redwood sequoias, and the coastline, Narragansett Bay. So we're going to have a great time, a great summer vacation. Just a few more spots left on that. If you're interested, you can go to artinbloomgardentours.com, and you can see all of the other tours that we're going to be taking the rest of the year. But the Newport Show is going to be June 19th through the 23rd, and it is an amazing, amazing time we have. Everything's all included. So check it out and come with us. Let's go to TJ in Jacksonville. Good morning, TJ. How can I help you?
Good morning. So I have a weed that is growing in my yard. I'm assuming it's a weed. It's a spiky, and it's low-lying. It doesn't grow high or anything. It just grows along the yard, and it's spiky, and it's almost like a purple flower comes out of it later on or
yes.
sometime in it, and I'm trying to get rid of it, and I cannot get rid of it.
Okay, so is it in your yard? Do you have a large yard? Is it right in the middle? Do you live near a conservation area?
No, I do not.
You live in a neighborhood, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Interesting. Okay, so that's our native thistle, and it's a wonderful butterfly attractor. And it's a wonderful plant, but it's, you know, you want to put it someplace where it can grow and naturally, and nobody's going to walk by it or get hurt. So it is a thistle, and you can just pull it out if you have some good gloves.
Okay, but there's nothing I could put on the yard itself to kill it?
Well, why would you do the whole yard if you only want to get rid of one plant? Is there more than one?
No, it's not even a plant. It's a weed. It's all over my... I tell you, when I started getting it was when they came in and they put hay on the yard.
Yes.
When they were putting underlying internet service.
Yes.
That's when I started getting it.
Yep, and that's where you got the thistle seeds from. I certainly can see that. But if it's just one plant, so you're worried that it's going to spread to your whole yard?
Oh, it's taken over about a quarter of the front yard.
Really? Well, it might not be a thistle. Can you send me a photograph?
Absolutely.
Okay, send me a photograph, TJ, and I'll be able to help you more. So we can't take it on the text, but if you'll just teresa.watkins@live.com, send me a photograph, and I'll be able to help you, and I'll give you some things that you can put on your whole yard to get rid of it.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. All right, let's go to Jean in Port St. Louis. Hi, Jean. How can I help you?
Hi. My bok choy is going to seed. If I cut off the bloom, will the bok choy continue to give me leaves?
Has it gone to bloom yet?
They're yellow, and yeah, they're starting to go.
Okay. Yeah, they're seasonal. It's an annual vegetable. You can try it, but it may be a little bitter. Once they've gone to seed or started the declining process, The it may not taste as good.
So then what month should I start to grow it if it's already going to seed?
I would go ahead and plant it again right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Say hi to everybody in Port St. Louis. We love them down there. It's great. Thank you, Jean. All right. So let's go to, Lori. And in St. Cloud. Good morning. I have a lemon tree that I would like to trim. I've noticed it has some mildew and insect issues. It's an older tree, about 10 feet in height. How far can I cut it back safely and then spray it with oil spray to treat? Okay, so you don't want to cut it off and then spray. Okay, you've got some mildew, which is sooty mold. Okay, so that means you do have insect issues. I would go ahead and use an insecticidal spray on it and get rid of it. Now, lemons produce all year round, so you can cut it all year round. So if you're going to cut it, then there's no need to spray it. But you do want to just make sure that it's got good sunlight, that you're watering it correctly, and that you're fertilizing it correctly so it can, you know, keep, you know, it could not be so susceptible to the insects. Okay, no need to spray if you're going to cut the leaves off. Be very clean with it, though, and just go ahead and throw those away in a bag. Don't put them in your compost pile. So you can cut it back about 3 feet if you want. I mean, whatever you want to cut it back, and it will then start to flush out again, and then the blooms will come again in the springtime. So lemons bloom all year round, so there's no need to worry that you're cutting off the blooms for next year or, you know, it's not going to produce fruit for a while. So it's a good time of the year to cut it back if you want to. Thank you for your question. And so Nick loves John Denver, so do I. I think he's just a really sweet guy. Teresa, this is from HR in Jacksonville. He listens to Better Lawns and Gardens on iHeart WFLA Tallahassee. And he said, what would you recommend as a flowering plant to replace Mexican petunia in the landscape in my front yard? I would like to be butterfly and bee-friendly native plants that will not be difficult to control and not choke out other plants. Well, here's the good news, HR. There is a native petunia called Ruellia carolinensis that is not invasive. It's a native, attracts butterflies, and not hard to control, and looks just like the regular Mexican petunia that we see. Now, the other good news is that breeders have come out with a series called the Mayan series of petunias, Ruellias, that are not invasive. They don't get as high. They're a little bit more compact. They're white and pink and purple. And it's the Mayan series of Ruellia. So you can look for that, the Mayan series. Now, plants that you can grow to attract butterflies and bees that don't get out of control, well, you can be planting native plants like black-eyed Susans. You can be planting fire spikes that are native, lantana, salvias, African blue basil, pentas, then also buddleias. There are so many plants you can plant that don't get out of control in the butterfly garden. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruit and plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Looking to connect with your community? Florida's Transit connects you to the heart of it all. Florida's bus and rail systems bring people together. Whether you're heading to a local farmer's market, a neighborhood festival, or a community event, Transit helps you stay connected to everything happening around you. When you ride Transit, you're not just getting from point A to point B. You're building connections with your neighbors, your friends, and your city. Florida's Transit system is part of your community, helping you stay in touch with all that's important. Florida's Transit system is designed to keep you connected. Visit TransitConnectsFlorida.com for more details and schedules.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Big parties mean making tough, last-minute decisions, but planning the perfect meal shouldn't be one of them. So let the Fresh from Florida Club help. Members can browse hundreds of recipes, from sweet corn with barbecue butter to Florida's spiny lobster bisque, each with local, in-season ingredients to create and save menus ahead of time so you can sit back and enjoy the party. Visit FreshFromFlorida.com and join the free Fresh from Florida Club. It could be the easiest decision you'll make all year.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I would love to have your gardening questions. We still have a whole segment to do. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let's go to Jerry in Citrus County. Good morning, Jerry. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. I have an opportunity to get store a Black Magic rose.
Mm-hmm.
And will it grow here? Is it on a rootstock, or is it something sensitive? Or
no, it will definitely grow here. Roses is good for growing in Florida. Black magic.
Okay.
Yeah, so it just needs full sun. I would try not to overhead water it. If you have an irrigation system, I wouldn't put it where the water sprays over it, because it will probably be susceptible to black spot disease issues. So it doesn't need a lot of water, about a gallon a week, and just fertilize it on a regular basis. That's all.
Is there a rootstock on it that I got to be sensitive?
No. We grow Fortiana rootstocks here in Florida, but roses are pretty good, and it's not something that's going to last 100 years, but it'll last you for, a good 3 to 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jerry. I appreciate you calling. And, so really when we're talking about black roses, there are black roses out there like Black Magic, and also Black Bacara, Black Ice, Black Beauties, Black Jades, and Black Cherries. But they're not true blacks. They're really very, very, very deep red, purple, or maroon. And the color in the petals is so concentrated that it appears black to the human eye. And so they're quite fascinating. I love to talk about them, like I said, in Halloween when we have, black flowers and black plants. But they're out there, and it's just kind of fun. I would definitely buy it if you want to grow a goth garden. They definitely should be part of your goth garden.
If you were doing this now, would they last till the fall?
They're just going to be a perennial shrub, and they should be just fine. Let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
I'm pretty well. Y'all sound like you're doing great.
We are. Lizzie looks beautiful.
I tried calling you on my remote, but it didn't go through.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm glad you got through.
Anyway, you mentioned sweet myrtle earlier, and there was a woman up here in Madison who provided organic, you know, bedding plants of all kinds to everybody in this area for years and years. And I went over there for an open house, and she had these little sweet myrtle. And they were small, but they were kind of shrubby.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, are they like crepe myrtle? She said, no.
Nope.
They use them in making perfume.
Yes. And so, they kind of look like a little boxwood.
Yeah, they're they're kind of like box, not quite as shiny. They don't get real big. They make a nice hedge. And so as soon as I get around to starting to make perfume, I'll let you know how it goes.
You've got a list to do there. That would be something. But yeah, so does hers grow really well? Because I did not think that they grew well here. But you're up there in zone 8, 9.
Yeah, they grow well. I've had them, at least 10, maybe 15 years, and they don't get much more than about 4 feet high and maybe about 3 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't, I never hear them hollering at me across the yard. You know, they're never, lady, not too much, you know. They're very, they take care of themselves, and they make a nice hedge that you don't have to do much to, and you can tell people, you know, these are sweet myrtles, and they're used in perfume making.
Wow. So the flower is really small and white, isn't it?
Tiny white.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try and grow it, Beverly. You have inspired me. I'm going to see if I can get one. And
well, you are welcome.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I love hearing new ideas, and you have inspired me.
All right. Sounding good, girlfriend.
Thank you. You take care, hon.
Bye-bye.
I love hearing from Beverly.
Yeah, I like to hear, you know, up in the Panhandle and the North Florida area, I like to hear the, number one, the accent, because, you know, they say they're from Florida. I'm like, lies. but no, I love the updates on stuff like that, because we don't get to experience all of that fun stuff that they do. So
No.
Weather-wise,
yeah, they have it interesting. I'd like to shout out to Bob and Jim up in Newberry and just say hello. And then also, too, I just want to say to Lynn Marie, a happy birthday. She is a Facebook buddy, and it's her birthday today, so we do appreciate it. And you can give us a call. We still have, like, one more minute to take some text messages. But if not, let me remind you that the In Your Backyard newsletter is coming out this weekend. You'll have plenty of time to do what to do in February for the month, and I have in it my plant of the month and then also my landscaping malpractice, which made me very sad. And so you when you see it, you'll understand.
But it's good info, though.
Yeah, it is good info. And I just want to help. That's me.
Well, and you give what to do and what not to do for that, along with you encourage people to have courage to maybe say something, you know.
I had an email this week from let's see who did I have it from? JM. Oh yeah, JM. And she had red blotch on her amaryllis. Have you ever seen an amaryllis leaf that had red streaks in it and red dots in the leaves?
No.
Well, I have. I've had it. And it's a red blotch fungus. And she needs to just, you know, make sure she's not overwatering, watering too much. Watering at night will cause it. And then also she needs to use a fungicide on it. And I will tell you, JM, that mine, I didn't do anything to, and then the next year I didn't have it. So yes, you can spray the fungicide on it. I would cut the leaves off, throw them away. You don't want to leave them in the ground because those spores will, you know, continue to reproduce, and you'll put it on the new leaves. But you do not have to dig the amaryllis out of the ground. You can just cut them back. Make sure you sterilize your pruners before and afterwards. And it's just something that, you know, happens occasionally. If you have it, I would check your watering practices and make sure you're not watering too much. Do not water at night. So watering times, no matter what you plant here in Florida, should be between like 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. Okay? No, you shouldn't water at other times of the day, and you shouldn't water at night, because when plants stay wet for longer than 4 to 5 hours. Because Florida has the humidity, we have the moisture, and we have the diseases that we have. We're just susceptible to diseases, and keeping your plants wet longer than 5 hours makes them more susceptible. So just try and keep your ground as dry as possible, and you will have a healthier landscape. Watering in the morning. Watering only one time a week right now. I know it's 80 degrees, 85, and you may think it needs to be watered more often, but it's used to being watered only once a week since November, October, November. You don't need to water two times a week right now. Let those roots push down deeper. Now, if you think you need to water it, you can hand water it, but plants don't need water every day. Stick your finger in the ground. If it is cool, moist, or damp, you do not need to water, whether it's a raised vegetable bed or whether it's the ground. Cool, moist, or damp, there is no reason to irrigate. Plants need to dry out, too, occasionally. You don't need to have them wet all the time.
This is true. It's true. And what's so confusing is that sometimes your leaves will be yellow, and it's because it doesn't have enough. And then if it does have enough and more. And
yeah, so. Yellowing leaves is, you know, chlorosis, and it's a sign, you know, something's going wrong. And so you can always call us here on Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Better Lawns and Gardens, or you can go to betterlawns.com. You can listen to the podcast on iHeartRadio, Audio Boom, and check it out. You listen to whoever. I'd like to thank David White for telling us all about the romantic and Valentine's Day event for the Greater Orlando Orchid Society. If you're interested, check it out. It's going to be a fun time, and you'll leave with something beautiful, and your loved ones will love it, and the kids will love it.
And you can start a new tradition. Why wait till the holidays and Christmas? Let's start a new holiday and go to this.
That's right. And then also a big thank you to Dr. Gary Bachman for coming on. We always love talking with him. He's such an inspiration. And then also to happy birthday to Howie in Peterson's Nursery.
Yes.
We like that. Check out Quality Green Specialist in DeLand, 33 West Michigan Street in DeLand. They have beautiful natives and beautiful flowers for Valentine's Day. Check them out too. Lizzie, thank you so much for producing the show. You're awesome.
Aw, thank you. And thank you to our listeners. We have the best listeners and sponsors in the whole wide world.
Thank you to Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed anything, go to betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com, and you can replay everything that you've heard today or in the past.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-621-4764. 800-621-4764. That's 800-621-4764.